Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive towards short. Hansen catches it and throws to first to double up Aspromonte. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Temple scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall scores. Power moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona is hit by the pitch. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields the ball and throws to Barber covering. Safe. Temple moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Temple scores. Aspromonte moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Courtney moves to second. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney scores. It's 5 to 1, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte misplays the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Boyd moves to second. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Steve Barber. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boyd hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Billy Heft. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Romano. Robinson scores. Busby moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Arnie Portocarrero now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-3 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hansen. Aspromonte moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-2, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Held reaches second base with a double. Francona moves to third. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles too. The Orioles will come to bat. George Strickland now playing second base. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Arnie Portocarrero. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.